that last line of that song, "And all I do, I honor you." I wish I could say that were true all the time for me and for most of us. Sometimes we have to really step back and realize all that Jesus did to teach us how to be, how to live, how to treat one another, and also how to love. And sometimes we get it right and sometimes we don't. And that's why tonight, let's reflect. Let's each and every one of us, as we're in this Lenten time, we've already been talking about our words, but also our deeds, our actions, our thoughts, all of those things, we have to continue to reflect upon those as it relates to who God is and us being more and more like God. Considering the great sacrifice that Jesus made to save us from our sins and to bring us into relationship and have eternal life and all the blessings that we have as God's children, what more should we ask than to then turn our lives over to God to help us honor God with our very lives that he saved us for so we could be more and more like him? That's our spiritual growth that we're in. And every time we go through the time of Lent, I pray that each of us spend time with God, looking at our life. I know we've been living through this pandemic recently, and I was thinking about the reflection, and sometimes a reflection like in a mirror. For those of us that had to go through several months of no haircuts and things like that, most of us didn't want to look in the mirror. And for those of us that had a little extra stress eating, most of us don't want to step on the scale and look at what it says. However, the only way we can change and grow, regardless of where we are right now or where we've been, we have to reflect. And we have to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, whoa, okay, I got to get a grip here. Or whatever it is. I need a haircut. I need to push away more from the table. Or as it comes to spirituality, I need to curb my words. I need to be more patient. I need to be more understanding. I need to be more loving. Whatever it is for all of you and for us together, we have to reflect. And that's what this time of Lent is all about. And Psalm 119, I'm going to read this to you. It's beautiful, a beautiful psalm that's written. It's the longest scriptures in the entire Bible. And it teaches about how to be happy. Happy not in, ha-ha, I'm happy, everything's great. But how to have contentment. How to feel fulfilled. How to feel at peace. So you don't have any guilt or shame around the things you do or don't do. So in Psalm 119, verse 1, it says, "Happy are people of integrity, who follow the law of the Lord. Happy are those who obey his decrees and search for him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his paths. You have charged us to keep your commandments carefully." And here's the verse that matters. "Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your principles, God. Oh, that my actions would consistently," not just, you know, every once in a while, not when I'm having a good day, not when I'm all prayed up, not when I'm, you know, in a good mood or whatever the case might be, but consistently finding a way to reflect God's principles. And we know God's principles, what God stands for, his loving nature, his forgiving nature, his understanding nature, his a way of forgiving others repeatedly over and over, and also being gentle and kind. And even when he has to help us go down the road of a different path, he gently leads us and he helps us to grow and change. So those are some of God's principles. And the way God speaks to us certainly is always gentle and kind. So we need to reflect that back to one another. And then the next verse, in verse 6, it says, "Then I will not be disgraced when I compare my life with your commands." So how do, you know, some of us, we compare ourselves to other people. We look at other people that are successful or doing something well, or we look at other people's lives and compare ourselves to them about what their walk even is with God. That's not what this is about. What this is about is, we need to compare ourselves only with the example of Jesus Christ, who was the only perfect person there ever was, and what God wants for us. God knows us the way we are, different than other people might be. All of us have different things going on inside of us for whatever reasons that makes us us. Some of the things that we struggle with are different than one another. And so we have to not compare ourselves to each other, because not everybody's walked the path we've walked, nor do we want to compare ourselves to others as though we're better than them, because we haven't walked their path. So we all have to understand, all of us are our people that are works in progress. All of us struggle with various parts of our lives and our personalities and our idiosyncrasies, our habits, our faults, our flaws, you name it. All of us have something going on sometimes that doesn't compare up to the level of what God would have us be. And so, but what David's writing here in this psalm is this: I want my actions to be consistent to reflect your principles. And then he says, then that way I won't be disgraced. So the more we know God's principles, the more we know God, the more we search for God with all our heart, the more we spend time in the Word of God where all the principles are laid out. Particularly, you can read throughout the book of Proverbs. You can listen to Jesus's words about how we're to behave. Don't judge, don't criticize, you know, forgive one another. That's just a small smattering of some of his teachings. But the thing of it is, that's who we compare ourselves to. So the more you know Jesus, the more you spend time with God, the more you copy that God by the what would Jesus do, what would Jesus say, the more you're going to be less likely to be ashamed of your own actions, because you're going to be more reflecting of who Christ is. So it says here, when I learn your righteous laws, I thank you by living as I should. So you notice it says, when I learn your righteous laws. So first of all, we have to know what the laws are. Of course, we know the Ten Commandments. However, Jesus taught a lot about the laws of living, of laws of treating others, about the golden rule, for example. Those are the laws that we are here to subscribe to. But once you learn them, then you can go ahead and copy them. But we have to learn them first. So sometimes if you don't know what path to take, go study the Word of God and learn about those righteous, good, the right way of treating one another always is. So that's the first seven verses here. So the interesting thing is, you know, sometimes we wonder, well, how do we get there? How do we become what we're asking here, this reflection? Well, first of all, if we go down to verse 15, it says this: I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. So now it's not just reflecting out, like that reflection that we see in a mirror and reflecting God out to other people. The other way that we also learn how to reflect at God's ways is to reflect mentally with our mind, with our heart, and sit and meditate and be in God's presence, reflect on the teachings, and study it. And, you know, there's all kinds of devotion books you can read. There's so many things all over the internet that are helpful with that. The Bible is real clear on a lot. You can dig in, especially in the New Testament. You see so much in there about loving others, forgiving others, and being like Christ. So when we study the commandments and we reflect on God's ways, not our ways, not somebody else's ways, not the way somebody else might have told us how to be, but God's ways of doing things. When you watch Jesus throughout the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you will see how he treated people. And very often the disciples, who weren't exactly the best students, in my opinion at least, I'm comparing myself to them, let's say, but needless to say, sometimes they just didn't get it. And so he'd have to re-explain it to them over and over. But what I love about Jesus is he doesn't mind doing that. So if you have some questions about some things, you can look in the scriptures and he'll actually teach through the parables, but also explain the parables. Or if you spend time alone with God, you have yourself a little journal beside you, you get quiet, you read some scripture, before you know it, something comes to mind. Or some situation in your life goes, oh yeah, that reminds me of what happened here in the Bible. Throughout the scriptures, especially Old and New Testament, you can see yourself on the pages. So what the scriptures are telling us here, how we are going to reflect God, is that we have to reflect on God. We have to think about God. We have to spend time with God, of course. And then if you go down to verse 55 through 60, it says this: I reflect at night on who you are, O Lord, and I obey your law because of this. This is my happy way of life, obeying your commandments. If you want a happy life, and I know some of us say, you know, happy wife, happy life, but needless to say, if you want a happy life, a life of contentment, a life that before you go to bed, as you reflect at night, before you go to sleep, on God's goodness, God's mercy, God's forgiveness, God's love, God's understanding of us, God's care for us, you reflect on that and you reflect on what his commandments are for us, how to live and treat one another, including ourselves. We then can have a good night's sleep, and at the same time, we have a happy way of life by obeying those commandments. And so we know the Ten Commandments, I'm sure, and there's more, but really Jesus also spoke about, you know, loving your neighbor as yourself. That's actually the 11th commandment. And so we know that the more you love God and the more you seek God and the more you love others who are your neighbors, all people, including our spouses, the more you do that, that's obeying the commandment that God has. Because when you read throughout Scripture, the book of Isaiah is very clear. It talks about the kind of offering that God wants from us. And it isn't just offering sacrifices and money and time and things like that. It's to show mercy. It's to show grace. It's to take care of widows and orphans and the poor and to forgive one another. That's the kind of offerings that God wants. So I'm giving you a little hint on some of the commandments that God puts before us, especially in the book of Isaiah. So it says here, the last it keeps on going here. It says, "You are mine, Lord. I promise to obey your words. With all my heart, I want your blessings. Be merciful just as you promised." Why is he asking to be merciful? Well, because like us, sometimes we don't always follow the precepts, the decrees, the commandments, the teachings of God. And so God is still merciful to us as well. And that's important that we understand that as well. So we know we're works in progress. Keep that in mind. And then he says, "I pondered the direction of my life, and I turned to follow your statutes. I will hurry without lingering to obey your commands." So this is, if you know anything about the life of David, David had a few glitches, to say the least, some big ones and some really good successes and some really bad failures. And he became a successful failure nonetheless, became the king of Israel regardless of how he had messed up. So what we see here is what's written here in this particular psalm is the fact that he realized, he pondered and thought about the direction of his life. So that's another thing we have to reflect on. What direction is our life going in? If it's going in the direction that you like, if you feel at peace, if you feel content, if you feel fulfilled, if there's lack of conflict or strife in your life, most likely you're on the right path and you're doing things God's way. Because sometimes it's not just what we're doing that can also have an effect on us, how well we reflect God back into the world. It's also how other people, how we interact with them. I think, most of us could probably do okay by ourselves. We could probably be good about obeying God and things of this nature. And then some other person has to step in sometimes and, oh, man, they mess it up. Because now we sometimes have to disagree, or we have some issues with them, or they have issues with us. And then we still have to obey God's commands to forgive others, to care for them, to be compassionate towards them, to forgive and so forth. So, we have to reflect on not on what other people are doing also. We reflect only on ourselves. The interesting thing about if you're trying to look in a mirror, unless it's a great big one, most of the time you could only see yourself in it. And that's what God asks us. He asks us to reflect him back into the world. And what's kind of comical to me, I'm thinking about my ride over here tonight on the way to church. And the windows were down in my car, and I had my sunroof open because the weather's beautiful, nice breeze and so forth. So I was riding through traffic, and there was somebody beside me. And in their car, I could hear a phone conversation because they were speaking through the speakerphone thing. And I could hear them just yelling back and forth at one another about, "You didn't do this, you didn't do that." It was like this major argument going on in the car beside me. And I was like, I rolled up my windows and closed the sunroof. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try to keep away from this situation. And as they drove away, I saw their nice little Jesus sticker on the back of their car and said, uh-oh, yikes, sometimes that's me in my car. God only knows saying what I'm saying, so on the phone to somebody. So needless to say, I found it comical, but I also found it tragic in some respects that those two people, I don't know if they were a couple or not, it sounded maybe like they knew one another pretty closely, and the way they were talking to each other back and forth was really painful to listen to, honestly. And, you know, that also looks at, you know, I'm looking at them, listening to them, and God's reflecting back to me. You know, other people hear and see and can know what you're like when they're overhearing your speaking. So luckily for me, I keep my windows up, I keep the music on, and if I'm on the telephone with somebody else, hopefully I'm not yelling and screaming at them. Maybe I'll be yelling and screaming at the person in front of me as they're driving. That could still be one of my guilt things. Needless to say, but the point of all this is, you know, Jesus set a beautiful example for us. He gave everything of himself to us to teach us how to love and be loved, also how to treat one another. He showed infinite love, sacrificial love, by dying on the cross for us so that we could have a relationship still with God. That's such a powerful and important action that he took. And so we all have to also realize and think about, you know, if there's something in our life in the direction that it's going, and if it doesn't reflect God, we need to reflect now over this Lenten time or throughout the rest of our lives all the time and think about, how am I reflecting God? And if I'm not reflecting God the way God would want me to, if I'm not honoring God, as the song was saying, in all I do, I honor you. And I usually change the words. I usually say, in all I do, I want to honor you, because I know sometimes I fall short of that. So how we treat each other is more important to God than sometimes even how we treat God. So consider that. So the reflections we have tonight are something for us to study. The decrees that we know that are in the Bible, the teachings, the law, if you will, what God wants for us and from us. It's also, you can have reflection time with God, even with your Bible closed in silence, where you can reflect back on your day, on your life, and say, okay, I got to learn a new way how to do this. And it could very well be in your own household. Perhaps your patience runs a little thin. I'll tell on myself, this weekend I tried to bake some cupcakes and it didn't go well. So needless to say, I was like so anxious, and I watch all these food shows and I love them. And I'm like, I know how to do that. You know, they swirl the buttercream on the top and they make it into something glorious. And I had something that looked like spikes coming out of the top of the thing. But yeah, so that said, I wasn't really good at that. Even though I watch it on TV, I couldn't physically do it. And that also reminded me of, you can hear sermons all day. You can sing Christian songs. You can watch somebody else really have a blessed, awesome life and be like Christ. And you can watch it, but can we do it in our own lives? We have to learn. We have to study more. Believe me, the next time I'm going to make cupcakes, I'm going to really watch a lot more YouTube, and I'm going to practice a lot more. Or I might just, you know, ask another baker, how do you do this, and watch how they do it. So we can learn by modeling other people. And so needless to say, all of us can't be good at everything, but we can certainly, all of us can reflect God as we study God more, copy God more. You know, the more we learn, the more we practice, the more we apply it to our lives. And it can be one small thing that you do that you start on. It doesn't have to be everything. It might be just practicing silence sometimes when you really want to speak out and say something to somebody. You just stay silent. Or you just close your eyes and pray for them instead. Whatever it might be. We can all reflect God more as we continue to grow on our spiritual walk. So my prayer tonight is, let's reflect God, let's reflect on God, and let's look at our lives and sit back and think about and reflect on who we are, how far we are, and how far we want to go next with God's help. Amen. Amen.